This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Winter came back quick. We've got a winter weather advisory until 6 with snow and high winds. Getting around on the roads might be difficult. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Christmas Eve chaos hit a Racine neighborhood. Police say 33-year-old Javon Moten allegedly fired shots into the air during a fight on Chatham Street. Police caught him fleeing after neighbors reported arguments, a brawl, and gunfire. Police say they found evidence like broken glass inside of a home. Moten faces reckless endangerment and several other charges. A new AI collaboration in Kenosha is connecting UW Parkside students to local businesses. The effort from the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood will help build tools for small businesses. The goal is to boost the local economy and give students hands-on experience. A 16-year-old at Racine County's new juvenile detention center allegedly choked a staff member during a hallway fight last week. The teen allegedly ignored orders and joined a fight, squeezing an employee's neck until co-workers intervened. He's charged with felony battery by a prisoner. And flu cases are rising in Racine, Kenosha, and other parts of southeastern Wisconsin. The DHS says it's a new contagious strain amid low vaccination rates. Health officials are reminding folks about the 20-second hand-washing rule, to stay home when sick, and to mask when appropriate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, have a reality check on, what we need to do to either give more or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis's first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him three rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be very windy with blowing snow likely today, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high of 24. That wind today, northwest at 25 to 35, gusting to 45. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more light snow with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.